It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. July 28th, 1858 is where we're going to start today. Fingerprints were used as a means of identification for the first time. Sir William James Herschel, who was chief magistrate of the Hooghly district in Junipur, India, used it as a signature more than anything. However, after collecting several prints, he realized it might be used to prove identity. 1981, IBM announces its first desktop computer, the System 23 Datamaster, which is 1 month before the IBM PC. It was developed by Bill Sidness and others who are no longer, of course, working on the project. It would cost $9,830. 1997, Dell Computer announces entry into the workstation market with the release of the Dell Workstation 400. Dell workstations range anywhere from $3,000 to $8,000. Also in 1997, National Semiconductor announces an agreement to acquire Cyrix for $550 million in stock. 1998, Electronic Arts acquires ABC Software for $16.5 million. An electronics boutique begins trading on NASDAQ, generating $70 million worth of shares and selling at $14. And in 1999, Apple Computer reveals plans to invest $100 million in a Samsung Electronics subsidiary. Unit is responsible for supplying Apple with flat panel screens for their new notebook computers. Apple would then convert debt securities in the form of Samsung bonds. Also in 1999, the Clinton administration submits a plan enabling the Federal Bureau of Investigation to monitor the United States government's non-military computer networks and select industries. It was drafted by the White House National Security Council as part of an anti-terrorism package. And Compaq Computer Corporation declares $184 million loss in the second quarter. It announces a restructuring plan that would cut 11% of their workforce, which was about 8,000 employees. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site. I back up on-site in my house in many ways. But if fire, flood, theft, or other natural disasters happen, you know, tornado season is coming up, my Carbonite backup will save me from losing it all. Photos, documents, my life. Best part is I can access my backup files from another computer when I log into the Carbonite service. Even those vacation photos right to my phone using the Carbonite mobile app. Save yourself from total loss. Get a 15-day free trial over at geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Or if you are a small business, save your business data for under $300 a year by going to geekazine.com/carbonite. That's geekazine.com/carbonite. Back up now before it's too late. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. Back in at 2000, the Ninth Circuit's Court of Appeals awards Napster a last-minute stay of a previous judge order to close down its online operations by midnight. It faced allegations of facilitating wholesale copyright infringement by the RIAA, and we talked about it a couple days ago where they questioned the judge's ruling. 2005, Microsoft reports it sold 100,000 copies of Windows XP Starter Edition. Facebook hires Mozilla's Vice President of Engineering, Mike Schupfer. And Verizon launches the first Fios TV station in New York. And in 2009, IBM announces that they would acquire SPSS for $1.2 billion. SPSS is a company specializing in data mining and statistical analysis. And Sprint acquires Virgin Mobile for $483 million. Of course, when they purchased Virgin Mobile, they also included the Boost Mobile brand. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.